because I just instinctively know when you do something to people, it comes back seven times.
Yeah, and most times. Sometimes it doesn't even get an opportunity to get seven times. The person pays with their life. Like, there was a Satanist who, when I got saved, I told my tour manager, I mean, my agent, you know what, I have to kind of take this slow because, you know, my arms hurt, and I don't know if I'm ever going to play again. If I do play, you know, there's certain things I kind of want to veer away from. You know, I don't want to play with any satanic bands. I'll play with bands that have darkness in them, because we all have a little darkness in us, or we wouldn't be human. But guys that are confessed Satanists, and, you know, I just don't really have time for that. You know, it's not part
of my problem. Is I feel violent around those people.
Well, I've been able.
I mean, I want to, you know.
Yeah, I can control my emotions because, you know, I know that, you know, it's not the sinner, it's the sin, and
exactly.
You know, it's like that whole thing about, you know, me being against gay marriage. You know, I have the same position that Hillary Clinton and Obama have towards the gays. You know, look it up. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a heterosexual man. It's like, you know, me worrying about cat owners. I don't like cats, you know. I don't have anything against them, but I don't want one, you know. I mean, that's a really crazy connection.
No, I get it. I'm sick of having it shoved in my face, whatever issue it is. It's like people kissing in front of you, or, you know, for no reason or whatever. It's just like it's forcing an idea on you that I'm not even attacking people, but it's just like, don't attack me for the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my preference. I have who I am, and then don't wage war against marriage and families and all of that. Fly and then play at Yankee Stadium.
Well, I love our fans. I love the opportunity to play in front of the New York audience. I love the opportunity to play in front of Anthrax and Slayer and Metallica's fans, because, you know, they all are true to their bands. And it's these great opportunities like this where you can possibly win some new fans. You know?
But it was really about saying, oh, yeah, I'm a wimp. Watch this.
Well, that
what was... You called an effing...
I'm not going to say what it was, but I'm a born-again Christian, but, you know, I don't push that on anybody.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I had to tell the guy in Seattle, you know, I'm a Christian. Stop asking me these questions, dude. I don't, you know, gay stuff is not part of my life.
No, they make it the issue like you're attacking them. You're not even bringing the issue up. Yankee Stadium.
Well, I love our fans. I love the opportunity to play in front of the New York audience. I love the opportunity to play in front of Anthrax and Slayer and Metallica's fans, because, you know, they all are true to their bands. And it's these great opportunities like this where you can possibly win some new fans. You know?
But it was really about saying, oh, yeah, I'm a wimp. Watch this.
Well, that
was you called an effing...
And you think a lot of these stories, you know, they expected me to be, like, name-calling and, you know, slinging mud and everything. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted people to understand me.
Get the essence.
Get to know who I am, you know, get to know what makes me tick, why I believe the things I believe. You know, it's not because I'm some nut. I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness, and I rebelled, and I got into witchcraft. And then when that really destroyed my life... You know what, I was sitting on a hill one day, and I mean, it should be this easy for all of us to find peace with our Creator, whatever that power is that you believe in, whether it's God or it's, you know, a crystal or whatever your trip is, mine's Jesus and God. I was sitting on a hill in Hunt, Texas, and there was a cross on the hill, and I looked at it, and, you know, I've always been taught as a Jehovah's Witness that crosses are bad, right, that Jesus died on a stake, you know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm looking at this cross, and I'm thinking, I've been taught this is so bad. And I said six simple words, what have I got to lose? And I went down, and I saw this little pastor, and I said, I want to do the sinner's prayer. And he said, well, you got to get on your knees. And I said, you know what, I'm Dave Mustaine. I'm too cool to get on my knees to pray. So, you know, I did the sinner's prayer, sitting up. You know, I was resistant till the end.
The power is getting on your knees.
Yeah, you know, of course. And now, you know, I'm completely surrendered. My life's improved 100 million times. And I've actually got some really good friends now. You know, people that most people would think, well, why are you friends with him? You know, he's not a celebrity. He's not a musician. You know, you talk about me knowing people in Hollywood. I made a preference in my life to not know a lot of people in Hollywood. People part of my circle. Sure, I know them, but I'm not interested in being a socialite there.
Exactly. It's hellish.
You know, when I got in a band, it was to be in a band for life. You know, I never intended on having to part ways with Metallica, but it happened. You know, and I don't intend on parting ways with Megadeth, but, you know what, at some point, I'm going to hang up my guitar. You know, it's just, with the stress on my shoulder and with the touring that we do, the demand, I can't keep up with it. You know, it's a great problem to have. You know, I think God's really blessed me in an amazing way, all the bad stuff that I've done over my life that, you know, just by saying something is significantly and symbolically simple is just saying, hey, you know what, I'm not God, you are, and I'm going to listen for a little while and see what happens. And, you know, the road got smooth and my career's turned around. I got my best friend back playing bass with me. My kids like me. You know, traffic's gotten better. You know, it's just a whole complete paradigm shift.
And the universe lays before you. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody thinks that people that are successful, even if you have talent, they think, oh, it was just given to you. Even if you've got Zeus lightning bolts, it still is a lot of work.
Yeah, you can be a great player. That doesn't mean you're going to be in a great band. You know, the alleyways are littered with Olympians and you know. Yeah. Well, it's like the thing I was telling you about with the Cult, the band The Cult. First CD player I ever got, the first CD I ever listened to was The Cult. It's Electric, which is a great record.
I love The Cult.
Yeah, it's a great band.
My wife gets sick of it on road trips.
Yeah.
It's good driving music for whatever reason.
Yeah, for me, it left an indelible mark because, you know, when you hear something in a different format like that for the first time, it's like, whoa, it's an airplane, you know, this guy. And I remember they had this huge controversy because they had taken a picture of a Native American youth, and the Native Americans supposedly, as far as I know, believe that if you take their picture, you're capturing a piece of their soul. And for me, you know, I love our fans, but ever since cell phones became cameras, it's become more intrusive with taking pictures, you know, and I don't mind talking with them or, you know, visiting with them or anything, but there's dudes out there that show up with stacks of records. They don't know, you know, what my middle name is, and they pretend to be fans, get us to sign all this stuff, and then they go and sell it.
You know? It's just respect.